Welcome to Trust the Bible. I'm Pastor David. The purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And I believe, as we're talking this week about the subject of morality, I believe that all human beings know that there is a real right and a real wrong. The commandments, they're not just opinions. They're not, well, you have your view of morality, I have mine. No, there is one right morality. It is based on what God has taught us. He is our creator. He is ruler over the heavens and the earth, and he has a set of standards that he will judge us by. And at the judgment, when God says, here is where you broke a law, here is where you broke a command, here is where you violated my commands, there won't be an argument and discussion about it. You won't be able to say, well, I don't really think that's wrong. No, God has told us what is right and what is wrong, and he has given us a conscience. He has equipped us with the ability to know that there is a moral standard without us even having to have a Bible or have the commandments specifically and directly revealed to us. And we all know this is true. I used the example yesterday that it was wrong for Hitler to kill the Jews. I mean, he tortured them. He took women and children and just did horrible things to kill millions of them. That was wrong. And it's not just that it's my opinion that it's wrong. It's not just that it is American opinion that it's wrong. It would not matter if Hitler had won World War II and wiped out all his opposition and the only people left on earth were people that agreed with him. It would still be wrong. And that's because wrong and right are not determined by opinion polls. Wrong and right are determined by God. Now, the opposite of that is very interesting. The opposite of that is that if there is no God, then there are no morals. There is no right and wrong. I want to talk about that today because I think this is one of the great arguments that something like the God of the Bible must exist. And it's because we all have this knowledge that there is a right and a wrong. How do you explain that if there is no God? I don't think you can. Imagine a universe where there is no God. And even if there was some kind of God, that he was not a lawgiver, that he was not someone who had a morality that he was going to hold humankind to account. If there was no God like that, or no God at all, there would be no absolute right and wrong. This is a common strategy if you want to help people see the truth of Scripture. Assume, if they have an opposing view of Scripture, assume their view is right just for the sake of argument, and then point out some of the crazy consequences. I think that any view of how the world got here, why the world is here, where the world is ultimately heading, any view different from the biblical view, if true, you're going to have all kinds of crazy consequences. And this is a great example of that. If you think there's no God, then how can there be a right and a wrong? If there is no lawgiver, how can there be a real law? Now, some people will try to get around this and say, well, different cultures have developed attitudes of right and wrong. And evolution can play a part in this in some of the explanations. We looked at evolution last week. By the way, there's an article on the Facebook site, Trust the Bible, How to Defeat Evolution. If you want to know how to really get to the root of the problem, identify it, expose it, and explain to people why evolution does not work, look at that site. It's Trust the Bible on Facebook. Also, you'll see an article about morality and the things we're talking about this week. It's easy to find if you just do a search on Facebook for Trust the Bible. But what we're talking about right now is the fact that if there's no God, how can there be morality? And I mean absolute morality. So some atheist evolutionists will say, well, no, cultures develop morality, and humans have evolved this sense of morality because it helps them thrive as a culture. I mean, if you have a culture that doesn't believe in morals, you have a culture in decay. So the fact that we inherently and understand that it's wrong to kill other people, steal from other people, even people that do steal have an awareness that it's wrong. They might make excuses of why, they need to do it, but they still, therefore, it shows that they're wrestling with this idea that it's wrong. Well, it's this kind of idea of morality that helps a culture survive, strengthen, And so we as a culture develop a sense of morality to strengthen ourselves so that, again, it's kind of like survival of the fittest, so that our culture, our country, our society will survive and not be destroyed like others that don't have a sense of morality. It can all be explained through evolution. We just have evolved as humans this understanding of morality so that we can survive better than other species. There are enormous problems with that. First of all, notice that it denies that there is a reality to morals. It is simply saying that we have a perception or there is an appearance of morality because it helps us to survive. But there is no real factual morality. If our culture thinks that killing people no matter what race they are is wrong, then it's wrong for us. But if another culture, if Nazi Germany, thinks that getting rid of the weak race in their culture, who they identified as the Jews, if they think that that's going to help them survive as a culture, then that's their view of morality. And who's to say which culture has the right view and which culture has the wrong view? It just becomes a matter then of an opinion poll. If our culture, overwhelming majority of people say something is wrong, then it's wrong. But in another culture, that might be right. So everything comes down to opinion polls. And this is why I separated fact from opinion when we talked about this Monday, that facts are those things that are right no matter what people say about it, or wrong no matter what people say about it. There's a right answer. Opinions are things where there can be multiple different answers, and it just depends on who you're talking to. Well, if there is no God, morality is just an appearance, just a mirage, just something that helps us survive because we believe in it even though it's not there. And so all of morality just comes down to opinion. No one actually can say which culture or society is correct. Now, I think that this is a great argument for God's existence because I think that all of us deep down know that's not true. And the Bible tells us in Romans 2:15 that God has written the requirements of the law on our hearts so that our consciences also bear witness. And so God has placed in us this sense where we know to shake our head and say, no, it's not true that Nazi Germany can be just as right as all the other cultures that condemn racial genocide. It's not just their opinion versus our opinion. No, there is a God who has said, no, it is wrong to view certain races as inferior to others. It is wrong to mistreat people just because they are different than you. It is wrong to kill people because you want to eliminate their race. Those things are wrong. If there is no God, though, then you can't really say that those things are wrong. It might be your opinion that they're wrong, but they're not really wrong. Now, right away, I have to say that a lot of atheists, if you point this out, will say, wait a minute. You're trying to say that atheists are immoral people, that we don't believe in morals, and that's not true. I'm an atheist. I do good in the community. I obey the laws. Your argument doesn't make any sense. Well, I'm not trying to say that atheists are immoral people. That has nothing to do with the argument. I think that atheists could be just as moral as anyone else in our culture, as any Bible-believing Christian. In some cases, they might follow some of the commands better than even Christians who go to church and claim to follow the Bible would. That doesn't prove the argument wrong. In fact, that proves it right. It proves that even atheists recognize that there are real standards of right and wrong. And if they are seeking to live by real standards of right and wrong, they're proving the point because there can be no right and wrong without God. And so, sure, atheists can do that, but they can't do that and believe in real morals and be consistent with their beliefs in atheism. There's just absolutely no place, no way to explain how there could be true right moral values apart from a God who has given us laws and commands. And so the fact that we all know that these exist show that God is real and he has given us commands. We'll look at this more tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.